This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Tuesday recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus-related deaths in 4 months following a spike in infections amid the spread of the Delta variant and lifting of lockdown restrictions. Government figures show nearly 100 new virus-related deaths, the highest since March 24th. The country also recorded more than 46,000 confirmed cases. The increase in deaths comes a day after the British government ended lockdown restrictions, including on social distancing and mask wearing. Critics warn it will lead to further spread of the coronavirus and potential deaths in the coming weeks. Britain's confirmed virus-related death toll stands at more than 128,000, the seventh highest in the world. France's health minister said a record number of 18,000 new infections has been reached over the previous 24 hours in France on Tuesday, as the country is experiencing a fourth wave of COVID-19. He told the French National Assembly, quote, "We have never seen this before, not with COVID, neither with the English Alpha variant, nor the South African Beta, nor the Brazilian Gamma." He and other government officials have insisted for weeks on the importance of vaccination to contain the epidemic. The French government is set to institute new measures such as requiring a health pass in a wide array of venues from the start of August and making vaccination mandatory for health workers, some of the toughest measures in Europe. Starting on Wednesday, a health pass will be needed that proves a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19, has recently had a negative test, or has newly recovered from the virus. It will be required for social events in France with an attendance of more than 50 people. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malian strongman Colonel Assimi Gota survived an assassination attempt at a mosque in Bamako on Tuesday in the latest blow to stability in a country reeling from two military coups in less than a year. Witnesses say a man with a knife tried to attack Gota after prayers at the capital's Grand Mosque during an Islamic festival. He is a special forces colonel who was named transitional president in May. Gota later appeared on state television and said, quote, "That's part of being a leader." His office released a statement saying that Gota was safe and sound after what was labeled an assassination attempt. Security had subdued the attacker and investigations are ongoing, according to the presidency. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked in a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games postponed last year because of the pandemic will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. The opening ceremony will also take place without major Olympic sponsors, many companies said on Tuesday, dealing another blow to a slimmed-down games as more athletes test positive for the coronavirus. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters off Africa was found to be riddled with the coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 300 unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home on Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, the defense ministry said. South Korea's defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden in early February on an 8-month counter-piracy mission and said he would examine antivirus policies for all overseas military units. The rare double apology underscored simmering anger in South Korea over the handling of the pandemic, as a fourth wave of infection sweeps through the country, with just 13% of the 52 million population fully inoculated amid vaccine shortages. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.